jumped a little too early, and the ball sailed over her head, and we are tied at three. So the Mustangs will pick up the first point on serve for them, and Pierce will serve it away again. Miranda, right down the middle, comes to Palmer, and an overpass. The attack is going to be swung quickly by SEM, but sent deep by Shaley Burr, and the error will give Loomis the point. A little break there for Loomis. They overpassed it, and then SEM missed the quick attack. Serving it across will be Tori Maskey, and it's returned into the net. It's 4-3. Make it 5-3 with the point. Pass was off the mark there, and Maskey will get credit for the ace serve. Maskey trying to move it around a little bit. Goes back middle to Swanson. Stays in the back row. Has to be passed across here by SEM. Loomis with a free ball. Going to set back row, and it is mishit that time by Thorell. Put it into the net, and it's side out for SEM, 5-4. Checking into the ball game now for the Mustangs. To serve it away is going to be Kristen Carlberg. Her and Swanson, the only two seniors on this ball club. Carlberg now to serve it away. Strong far corner, just stays in. Picked up there by Maskey. Has to be passed across, though, by Collin. Free ball here for the Mustangs. They'll set to the outside. Swing right through the double block. And down and good by Shaley Bird. 6-4, no 5-5. SEM has tied it up, so back and forth early on first set. And another serve from Kristen Carlberg. That's safely across right in the middle of the floor to Brooke Thorell. Set to the outside. It's going to be tapped across. It's blocked up front there by SEM and Brianna James. Loomis is able to dig it out, pass it back over. Free ball here for the Mustang. Short set to the outside and cutting it wide that time is Burr. And it does end up being a Loomis point. And rotating back to serve it away will be April Collin, senior right side hitter and setter for this Wolfball Club. She'll slap it down the middle of the floor, right into the hands of Pierce. Up front, middle attack is going to be blocked, but it will not stay in bounds. Give the SEM kill to Brianna James, her first, fourth as a team, and it's 6-6. So we haven't really had a lot of long rallies, but we have had four kills for SEM, a couple in there for Loomis. The serve will go into the net this time, first service error of the match, and comes right back over to the Wolves. They're up 7-6. In the triangular, we're playing the best out of three. Elm Creek has a better record than both of these ball clubs, but you never know what's going to happen here on the Loomis floor, and they will play the next two matches as SEM taps it across for the kill. Brianna James. Not a lot of height on either one of these ball clubs. In fact, no one from SEM is listed at taller than 5'8 in Miranda Pierce. And back to serve it away will be Brianna James, and it is just deep out of bounds with service error. So back-to-back service errors here for the Mustangs, and that will bring Loomis to an 8-7 lead. And sliding over to serve will be Janessa Bergman. As we finish up our first rotation, no one has went on a run yet. Quickly through that first rotation, set to the outside. SEM will tap it across there with Swanson. Saved by the Wolves to the outside attack over the double block, and deep on the attack is Maskey. And we are tied at 8. So no one has stayed back at that service line more than two serves, and trying to change that up, Sydney Glatter. She'll go back and serve it away as we start our second rotation at 8-8. Glatter keeps it down the left side here, picked up by Maskey, set to the middle, slapped over the middle block by Paige Thorell, and SEM will have to try and bump it across, but they can't. It will not crawl over the tape. Point Loomis. So Loomis has yet to trail in this match, even though we've been tied quite a few times, 9-8, and back to serve it away again will be Courtney Palmer. And Palmer's serve right down the middle to Jane. Stays in the back row, and SEM's going to have to just pass it across. Loomis a chance to get an attack set up here. There is the set by Palmer, but it's a little wide, so off the back foot, still getting it to work, is Tori Maskey. Maskey adjusted to the wide set and still picked up the point for Loomis, and they're back up by 2, 10-8 here in the first set. And we're going to have a official's time out here. Coach Farley jumped up off the bench to make sure she had the right girl back there serving, and she didn't. Courtney Palmer, who just served, it's usually been one and done, so she was already moving on, but she's the one that needs to be back there, and so Palmer will serve it away. Nothing fancy about it, just right down the middle, and SEM will take a half swing. Loomis picks it up in the middle of the floor. Some miscommunication, the ball falls to the floor. One of those that the hitters weren't sure who it was supposed to be for, and a break for the Mustangs. 10-9, and serving it away will be Bailey Swanson. Swanson, short toss, fires it into the middle of the court. Picked up there by Loomis, set to the outside, tapping it into the block. First ace block of the match will be Alicia Pierce. Pierce picks up the block, and SEM has tied it up 10-10 here in the first set. Mustangs just not making a whole lot of mistakes right now, trying to keep the ball in play. Serve floats across, picked up by Paige Thorell, set back to Paige. She'll softly tap it on the angle from right to left, and that's going to work for a Loomis kill. And for Paige, that'll be her second kill. She's got two, Maskey's got two, and Loomis leads it by a score of 11-10 as the crowd continues to file in here to Loomis High School for our triangular tonight. And the serve goes into the net. That's the first service error for the Wolves, 11-11, and SEM. Again, a chance to take the lead. We were tied at 5, 6, 7, 8, and 10, and now 11. But Loomis has always maintained the lead. Now a little joust at the net. SEM will have it on their side. Set back up to Burr. Shaley's blocked at the net. Free ball tapped over. Good dig out by the Wolves. And Thorell will set it across. Good rally going here, and a mishandle by SEM. Thorell is going to get the point. But that was more of a defensive play by the front row there, including Brooke Thorell and the center, April Collin. So still, Loomis has yet to trail. And Tori Maskey will serve. Had an ace the last time she was back there. It's now 12-11. Ball returned to the Loomis side. They go middle to Thorell. Brooke is partially blocked. It comes across to SEM. The dig is made up there by Alicia Pierce and dumped into the net. Point Wolves. Loomis 13, SEM 11. Game one of our first match tonight of the Wolves triangular. And the serve. Floating across for another ace. That'll be the second ace for Tori Maskey. And for the first time tonight, Loomis has a three-point lead. And now SEM will call the match's first timeout. Game one, Loomis 14, SEM 11 on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And we're back out of the SEM timeout. Another good strong serve by Maskey, but SEM's able to return it over. Dinked over that time by Thorell. SEM sets middle. It'll be dumped across there by James. Loomis is ready on the outside. They can only set it back across. Both teams are out of system right here. Finally, there's a swing in the middle by James, but it's dug out of the back row. Bounds, and it's going to belong to Loomis. They'll say it hit the tape, but not a Wolf player before going out of bounds. Good job by the senior with the middle. And our first run of the game right now, four straight points for Loomis. Maskey serves it across again at 15-11. Right side attack, beautiful angle kill, down and good for Alicia Pierce. So you've got Alicia and Miranda Pierce out there for SEM. Alicia the freshman and Miranda the junior. And a set out for SEM to keep them here in game number one. It's 15-12. And Kristen Carlberg will check in. Volleyball, we've seen a lot of subs in the matches we've done this year, but Carlberg, the only player that's subbed in for either team, I believe. And that serve is going to go deep. Third service error for the Mustangs, and it will be Loomis's April Collin to serve it away. Floats that one across the net to Brianna James. Stains in the back row, punched across by Swanson. The dig is made by Maskey. Set to the outside. Good looking attack is just off the line by Bergman, trying to go to the far angle. And we will see a substitution for Loomis. Looks like their first one of the match. And coming in will be Tara Maskey. The sophomore will check in and give Janessa Bergman a little bit of a breather. Back to serve it away will be Shaley Burr for SEM. Just drops it across the rail. Brooke overpasses it. Now SEM not sure what to do with it, but they will pick it up and at least get it back across. Here is the set by Palmer. Middle attack by Brooke Thorell, down and good. First kill for Brooke Thorell, 17-13 Loomis. Good swing that time, maybe the best so far of the match. And now Brooke will rotate back to serve it away. Thorell from the tiptoe, fires it across. Dig made by Carlberg, set to the outside. The attack by Swanson, picked up there by Tori Maskey, and roll back across by Paige Thorell. Couple of Maskeys, couple of Thorells out there for Loomis. There's the swing by James, hit the net and popped it up for Loomis defense. That allows them to push it back over. SEM sets to the outside, too close to the net. It's going to be blocked down by Courtney Palmer. Courtney Palmer goes up and blocks down the attack. The biggest margin of this match. Serve is across to Miranda Pierce. Pass stays in the back row, and once again, some miscommunication when the ball goes out of bounds. 19-13 Loomis. And SEM will call their final timeout. So we were neck and neck through the first 11 points, but since then, it's an 8-2 run by Loomis. Loomis leads at 19-13 over SEM in game one, and we'll be right back on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to many fine sponsors, Cole Carraher, the athletic director here at Loomis, and all the folks for their hospitality. As we're in game one, match one of the Loomis Triangular, Loomis 19 and SEM 13. The Mustangs called their second timeout, and Brooke Thorell trying to make it three straight from the service line for her. Elm Creek is the third team in tonight's triangular. And it looks like they'll be coming in trying to go 2-0 tonight. They have the better record of the three schools and have not played either of these squads in SEM or Loomis yet this year. So Elm Creek coming up in our next two matches for Loomis after tonight. They're off for a whole week. Then they head over to Amherst, where they will see the Broncos and Wilcox Hildreth. For SEM, they head to the Bertrand Invitational on Saturday. A little moisture, maybe even some spill of either some water or popcorn over there by the bench, so they're taking a little extra time to clean that up. We were tied at 11, and then Loomis went on the first run of the match, scoring four in a row to go up 15-11. SEM got it to 16-13, and now three in a row, and I guess four in a row. Now, the scoreboard magically went from 19 to 20 without us playing a point. I don't know if SEM did something over there and is going to be penalized a point. But the scoreboard went to 20 to 13 as they've had to bring in the crew here to clean the floor up. A reminder that coming up tomorrow, we've got high school football here on Classic Hits. Ravenna will be taking on Centura. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Gibbon will host Adams Central, a battle of unbeatens in tomorrow night's game. And Kearney Catholics at Central City on ESPN 1460. All games kick off at 7 o'clock. Now we've got everything cleaned up, and we're ready to go. And finally, Brooke Thorell, let's see if she can put it in play after that long delay. Put plenty on it, played out of the back row by SEM, an overpass sent right back over by Courtney Palmer. SEM will dig it out and go middle attack and drive it down for a Brianna James kill. That'll be her third, and more importantly, a side out for SEM. 20-14, Loomis on top, trying to cruise home here to a game one victory. And back to serve it away again will be Brianna James. SEM has only scored 3 points off their serve so far. And this is a beautiful serve that just about hit the floor. Tori Maskey got a hand on it, set middle, and the attack is going to be registered a kill. A late tip is called and give the kill to Paige Thorell. That's her team high fourth. And Loomis now up 21-14. And back to serve it away will be Tara Maskey. Massey awaits the whistle from our head official and sends that one deep. So back over to SEM, and re-entering the game will be Alicia Pierce. The freshman will come into the front row, and checking out will be Kristen Carlberg. That's the only rotation change that Cody Wipke, the head coach at SEM, has, at least so far. And the serve. Knuckleballs across. The pass is off the mark. Loomis one-arms it to get it in the middle, and then they send it long. That's a really nasty serve sent across by Sydney Glatter. And it ends up picking up the Mustangs a point. And re-entering the ball game, Loomis is going to go to Riley Hahn now. Hahn, a 5'7 junior, excuse me, a junior will check in. Loomis does not list the height of their players on the roster. And the serve by Glatter, trying to get SEM a little closer here in game one. Loomis handles it well, sets to the outside, and driven home, Tori Maskey through the double block for her third kill. SEM has not scored more than 2 points in a row in this set, meaning no server has been able to serve more than a couple of times. 22-16, and back to serve it away will be Courtney Palmer. Palmer serve. Down the middle it comes to James. SEM, good play this time, set to the outside. The attack by Pierce is dug out there by Tara Maskey. Now Tori Maskey is blocked at the net. She's able to dig it out, and it's slapped across there by Palmer. SEM on the offense. Stanley spike by Swanson is good for the kill. It went off of Maskey's hands in the back row. She was getting ready to play it, then they yelled that it was going to be out, so she tried to get out of the way, but by then it was too late. And SEM once again gets the side out, but they've got to find a way to get something going here. They're down 22-17 in game number one. And Bailey Swanson serve. Backing up to make the play on the left side, Tori Maskey set it right across. Then here's a middle attack by SEM that is down but deep, just deep on the swing of Miranda Pierce. And Loomis is 2 points away from a game one victory. And back to serve it away, Riley Hahn. She'll stay in to serve for the first time. And Hahn's serve is into the net. 23-18. That's one thing. You've got all these seniors out there for Loomis in the starting lineup, yet you're just 4-8. So you need to get some young players in there for the future of the program. And so right now, Coach Farley trying to do that. We've got an ace serve by SEM to cut it to 4. 23-19, the ace coming from Miranda Pierce. And she's going to need 3 or 4 more here to give SEM a chance in this opening game. This serve down the middle, backing up. Palmer plays it, set to the outside. Brooke Thorell put it net. A rare attack error here for Loomis, 23-20. Coach Farley going to wait one more point before she pulls the trigger on her first timeout, hoping she doesn't have to. And it hit the tape and goes back on SEM's side. So it is a service error, and it is game point for Loomis, 24-20 Wolves. Here in the opening set and trying to finish it off, Tori Maskey, who has the only two aces from the service line. It's overpassed into the net. How about a third ace? Did they get it over? No, they will not. It will not go down as an ace. And in fact, it almost crawled across there from Shaley Burr. But Loomis is able to get enough points here to win game one by a score of 25-20 over SEM. We'll come back and look at the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Here's a look at the numbers unofficially from the first set for SEM. Brianna James, 3 kills. Alicia Pierce had an ace block and 2 kills. Sydney Glatter had a service point point. Kristen Carlberg, a service point. Miranda Pierce, 3 service points. One was a nice one kill. Shaylee Burr had a kill. And Bailey Swanson, 1 service point and 1 kill. 8 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve. Loomis was very similar to that. They just made a couple less errors. Brooke Thorell, 2 service points and a kill. Courtney Palmer, 2 service points and an ace block. Tori Maskey, 4 service points. 2 of them were... In fact, let's make that 5 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had 3 kills, and Paige Thorell had 4 kills. So 8 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves as Loomis takes game 1, 25-20 from SEM. And we'll be back with the second set in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Accidents happen, but no one needs to drive a car that looks like it has been in an accident. The professional certified guys at Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. No hassle insurance paperwork, easy claims, and friendly people is what you get at Ed's Body Shop, serving Sumner and surrounding areas. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
And our second set is underway. Miranda Pierce is going to get a kill for SEM to put the Mustangs on the board first by a score of 1-0. And Sydney Glatter will serve it across. Loomis now on the outside attack with the way to the net from Maskey. And SEM, their first lead of the night, takes it up to 2-0 here in the second set. First set went to Loomis by a count of 25-20. And the serve, a little knuckleballer that's passed off the mark. Good save that time by the Wolves center in April Collin, and they do pass it across. Free ball here for the Mustangs. Right side attack will be floated across there by Pierce. Didn't get a lot on it, and so Loomis is going to get a swing, and they'll put it away with Tori Maskey, and that'll be her fourth kill. Loomis on the board here in game 2. Back to serve it away will be Paige Thorell. And Thorell hits the net, but it won't fall over, and the point for SEM. Again, SEM looking for their third win of the season. Loomis looking for their fifth. And for Elm Creek, they are 9-4 and get the next 2 matches. They'll play SEM next and Loomis in the final match. Bailey Swanson now to serve it away here for the purple and white of the Mustangs. Outside attack, Brooke Thorell. Good block up front that time by Miranda Pierce and sent back over by the Wolves. Now swing for Pierce. She'll take it over the single block. Passes off the mark for Loomis, but Collin runs it down. Middle attack, Thorell. Looks like it was off the tip. They're looking for a call, and they say no. Looked like the ball was tipped, but no one calls that, so it's 4-1 SEM. And Swanson to serve again. Bailey sends that one fairly deep, but it's played on the back line by Paige Thorell. Set middle for Brooke, and she rolls it off the block for the kill. Second kill for Brooke Thorell. Side out for Loomis. 4-2 SEM. And the serve clipped the net, falls across, diving dig to get it all the way back over by Shaylee Burr, and an easy swing by Thorell is passed back off a nice dig by Bailey Swanson. Loomis tries again, tips it into their own net. Great defense that time to keep the ball alive by Shaylee Burr. And SEM ends up winning the point. Miranda Pierce now to serve it away. She has the only ace serve for the team. This pass is way off the mark. Give her 2 ace serves. 6-2. Again, earlier this year, earlier in the month, SEM lost here at Loomis in straight sets to the Wolves when Elwood and Bertrand were also on hand. And the serve is across. 6-2 SEM. Loomis trying to get the attack. It's blocked up front there by Alicia Pierce. Dug out Loomis. A free ball above the net. The overpass is hammered home by Brianna James. And SEM is taking advantage of some Loomis miscues. A timeout will be called here by Coach Logan Farley. So Loomis won the first set 25-20, but SEM jumps out to a 7-2 lead here in the second set on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Builders does the best.
And welcome back to Lewis as we come out of the Wolves timeout as they trail in the second set 7-2 to SEM. But they did win the opening set 25-20. And still at the service line is Miranda Pierce. Flips it across. Lewis is blocked at the net again. And they'll have to try one more time with Brooke Thorell. That time she cuts it around the double block for the kill. Third kill for Brooke Thorell. Side out for the Wolves. 7-3 is the score. And back to serve it away will be April Collin. Puts this one deep middle. Pass there by Miranda Pierce. And she's going to end up bumping it across here. Free ball for Loomis. Set there by Palmer. Thorell has to adjust and knock it across. No swings yet in this point. There's one driven down and good by Brianna James. And she's got her match high fifth kill. Mustangs 8 and Wolves 3. Checking into serve for SEM will be Kristen Carlberg. The first set was tight through the first half, tied at 11, and then Loomis went on a couple of runs to get the lead and hold on 25-20. And here's another attack error by the Wolves, and it's 9-3. So that's what happens when you've got an inconsistent season to this point. You can be hot, and then you can be cold, and that's what's going on for Loomis. SEM's been pretty steady, but Loomis is making more mistakes here in the second set. And this serve will go deep and out of bounds, so Loomis will get the ball back. 9-4. And back to serve it away will be Brooke Thorell. Thorell cuts it to the near side. SEM will pass it back to the player, Shaylee Burr, that dug it out to begin with. She'll pass it across. Loomis is blocked at the out of an ace block up front for Brianna James. 10-4 SEM. And back to serve it away will be Shaylee Burr. Again, the first set went to Loomis 25-20, so SEM with a comfortable lead here, 10-4 in game two, trying to force a third and deciding set in our first match of the evening, and a near ace serve is somehow kept alive by the Wolves and passed across by Thorell. Dug out there by Carlberg at the net. It's driven across by James. Loomis runs it down off the back line and passes it across with Palmer. Here's the set to the outside for Swanson. She goes with a standing spike and puts it into the net. Point Loomis. And back to serve it away will be Janessa Bergman here for the Wolves. And Bergman serve. Floating it down the middle to Carlberg. Good pass. And Senator Blatter gets it up, passed across by the SEM Mustangs. A slide this time for Loomis is down and good. First time we've seen him go to the slide. And Paige Thoreau will get the kill, her fifth. And if you've ever been with us at Loomis before, this is the first time they've moved the student section, as you may be able to hear in the background, sitting about 5 feet to my right. We were joking earlier, I'd never seen the bleachers out on the stage before, and something new they've just started here in the last season. To get a little more spirit going, and it seems to be working as SEM gets an attack error. And it is 10-7. Loomis pulls within three. Bergman serves again. Looking for three in a row over pass to the net. It's tipped down and good by Paige Thorell. So some very short points, and they're all going to Loomis. 10-8. That's four in a row. Still back there, the senior Janessa Bergman. Floating that serve around to different places and making the center really work for it. SEM, can they get it back over? Yes, they do. Good hustle by Glatter. Free ball, though. Loomis to the outside. Maskey drives it across. One arm save, but not enough. And get the kill for Tori Maskey, her fifth kill. And it's 10-9, and SEM will call timeout. So the momentum has changed just that quickly. The first set goes to Loomis, and they're on a run here in the second set, but SEM's still up 10-9 on Classic Hits.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around.
So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Eddyville, and Elm Creek at the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's some Fort Kearney Conference volleyball tonight here in Loomis. In our opening match, Loomis won the first set 25-20. SEM is holding a 10-9 lead in game two, but Loomis scored five in a row. And so that caused the SEM timeout, and they will send it back across. Loomis off the back foot. Maskey gets it across. We're all tied. Sixth kill for Tori Maskey. And Janessa Bergman from the service line with five in a row to tie this at 10 apiece. So just what it looked like, SEM had grabbed all the momentum. They gave it back. And Bergman serves it across. Into the back right corner to Burr. Set is over the net. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Loomis point. And Loomis gets the first lead they've had in game two, 11-10. Wolves looking for their second victory of the season over the Mustangs. And the serve. Ace. So Bergman gets her first ace, and that's seven in a row for Janessa Bergman. 12-10, Loomis. And the serve across. They keep now going to Shaylee Burr. She keeps picking it up. It's passed across by Bailey Swanson, but SEM hasn't had a swing in a while, and it's driven home again. Loomis, Paige Thorell. Thorell and Maskey getting a lot of looks, and they are putting them away right now. This momentum in volleyball is unbelievable. It's like turning on a switch. It comes on that quickly, and it is now 13-10. And SEM just needs to find a way to get the ball back now. In the middle, finally, they'll drive it home with Brianna James, her sixth kill. So the good news for Loomis is they just scored nine in a row, but they only have a two-point lead. And back to serve it away will be Brianna James. And a little jump serve is just off the back corner and out of bounds. So right back over to Loomis on the service error. Make it 14-11, and Coach Whipke's going to go to the bench and bring Casey Dittmer into the ball game and give Brianna James a breather, take her out of the back row, and hope his team can come back, get her back into the front row where she's been doing well. Serve across, and they're running the poor center, Sydney Glatter, all over the place. It's another ace, 15-11. So Luna's getting a chance to serve a little stronger back there. Courtney Palmer with her first ace. That's the fourth ace of the match. For Loomis, 15-11 Wolves. Moving it around, drops it across to Carlberg. There's a good set by Glatter. And the attack across by Pierce. Miranda drives it over. Loomis picks it up. It's overpassed, just tipped across to save it by Paige Thorell. Joust at the net, blocked down by Paige Thorell. Her first ace block. 16-11 Loomis. It was 10-4. A 12-1 run by the Wolves. And Courtney Palmer's serve this time is deep and out of bounds. SEM will take whatever they can get right now to get things turned around. Jumping out to that nice 10-4 loop. And a double substitution coming back now for the SEM Mustangs will be Brianna James and Alicia Pierce. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Glatter. Still in this match, still in this game. Just need to get a couple of points here. 16-12 Loomis. A good solid serve by SEM's Glatter. It stays in the back row. Loomis can only pass it across. Free ball here. Dug out by James. Middle attack by Pierce. Good D to the back row by Brooke Thorell. Set to the outside for Maskey. She goes between the double block. And Tori has her seventh kill. 17-12 Loomis. And rotating back to serve it away will be Paige Thorell. Don't forget, we've got Thursday night football tonight for you on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Pre-game at 7, kickoff at 7:30 between the Giants and the Panthers as the serve is deep. And SEM will get the ball back. With the serve for the Mustangs will be Bailey Swanson. And the serve, little deep, but going back to make the plays, Paige Thorell. She ends up passing it across. Running it down is going to be James, but can't keep it in play. And Thorell is going to get credit for the point. Back to serve it away will be Torrey Maskey. Maskey serve right at James. Set to the outside. Driven across by Shaylee Burr. Overpass to the free ball kill for Alicia Pierce. Her first kill of this game, third of the match. And finally, after a long drought, a kill registered here by SEM, and it is 18-14. And the serve across by Miranda Pierce. Had a base last time. This time it's picked up and in the middle of Brooke Thorell. She'll take it off the double block. Pierce with the dig. Glatter sets. Middle row or middle attack. It'll be pushed across the dugout by Maskey. Set back over for an opening and give the kill to Janessa Bergman. Nobody was in the front middle, and Bergman just had to tap it over the net for the easy Loomis point. 19-14. And serving across is April Collin. One of the setters here for the Wolves, and has to be passed back over by SEM. Loomis now a chance to put this one away up 19-14, but they have to set it across if nobody's ready. Brooke Thorell gets the kill as SEM wasn't ready for the quick attack by Loomis, 20-14, and now we'll see some new faces. Elise Stoffer will come in for Loomis, and also Emily Fetters will check in. 20-14 Loomis. They won the first set 25-20. And the serve is across by April Collin. SEM sets middle. The attack driven in by Shaylee Burr. That'll be her second kill. The lines person had to kind of bail out of the way. So our up official was able to keep an eye on that and drop it right down. SEM volley. Ball, but they need to get it going again. They were up at one point 10-4. Now they trail 20-15 with Kristen Carlberg to serve it away. And right down the middle it goes to Collin. Good pass up front, set to the outside, and it's out of bounds. It was set wide, and Bergman couldn't get it back around the antenna. 20-16. Carlberg on the serve.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today's farm tractor is a workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville.
And good for Brianna James. That'll be her seventh. And that'll make it 21-17. Serve across by Shaylee Burr. And it is good enough for an ace, 21-18. So SEM not dead yet. 21-18 the score. And to serve. Back middle to Collin. Overpass. Quick swing, though. It was wide with the Mustangs. Had a free shot at it and sent it just wide to make it 22-18. And the serve. Across here by Bergman, who had that massive run last time. Fires it across and gets the ace. Second ace for Janessa Bergman. It's 23-18, and the final timeout will be taken by SEM. Loomis is 2 points away from the match. We'll be right back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Loomis. As we always say, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. More Volleyball Tuesday. Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic have their annual matchup in Kearney. And we'll have all the action for you at approximately 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Right now, Loomis is 2 points away from the win, 23-18 over SDM in the second set. Serve is passed back into the net. Back-to-back ace serves for Janessa Bergman, who has scored 10 of her team's 24 points in the service area here in this set. And it is now match point. Loomis trying to beat SEM for the second time this year. Goes with a very short serve. It's picked up there by Carlberg to the outside, tipped across by Swanson. Good dig up by Loomis to return it over is Maskey. SEM will pass it back across. Free ball here for the Loomis Wolves. And the set is a little off the mark. So again, Maskey has to pass it across. SEM gets it to the outside, but it goes into the net. And that point was not a very pretty one, but Loomis will take it, and they win this duel 25-20 and 25-18 over SEM, and they were down 10-4 here in game number two and made a big run to turn it around and go up 16-11 and pick up the win for their fifth victory of the season. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to Loomis. It's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. And our first match goes to Loomis in straight sets. Let's take a look at the numbers from the second set. SEM got off to such a good start, but couldn't keep the momentum rolling. Brianna James had four kills in the game and an ace block. Alicia Pierce had one kill. Sydney Glatter, a service point. Kristen Carlberg had two service points. Miranda Pierce, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Shaylee Burr, an ace, serve and a kill. And Bailey Swanson had a service point. Seven kills, one ace block, and two ace serves for SEM. For Loomis in the second set, Brooke Thorell had three kills. April Collin had a service point. Courtney Palmer had two service points. One was an ace. Janessa Bergman, 10 service points, and three of those were aces. She also had one kill. Tori Maskey had four kills, and Paige Thorell had an ace block and four kills. 12 kills, one ace block, and four ace serves as Loomis comes storming back to win game two, 25-18. We'll give you the cumulative stats for our first match right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's the total numbers we had in our first match tonight. First of all, for SEM, Brianna James led the way with seven kills. She had an ace block. Alicia Pierce had an ace block and three kills. Sydney Glatter, two service points. Kristen Carlberg, three service points. Miranda Pierce, five service points. Two of them were aces. She had two kills. Shaylee Burr, an ace serve and two kills. And Bailey Swanson, two service points and one kill. I had SEM for 15 kills, two ace blocks, and three aces. The Mustangs fall to 2-11 and will play Elm Creek in our next matchup. And then after this, they will head to the Bertrand Invitational on Saturday. For Loomis, Brooke Thorell had two service points and four kills. April Collin had a service point. Courtney Palmer, four service points. One was an ace and an ace block. Janessa Bergman, 10 service points. Three of them were aces. She had one kill. Tori Maskey, five service points. Two of them aces, seven kills. And Paige Thorell, an ace block and a match high, eight kills. I had Loomis for 20 kills, two ace blocks, and six ace serves. As Loomis improves to 5-8 with a 25-20, 25-18 win over SEM. They'll get the hour break and then play Elm Creek in the final matchup tonight. And then their next contest will be on the road. In fact, the last match of the year is a duel with Arapahoe, and that's the only home action they have left here this season. But next Thursday, they go to Amherst for a triangular with Wilcox Hildreth. So Loomis wins our first match of the night. We'll take about a 15-minute break and be back with Elm Creek and SEM. So keep here on Classic Hits 98.9. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, get your game on, keeping our local schools geared up for every season for decades. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda.